welcome everyone to from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. Well, how's everybody doing? I hope you survived the 4th of July holiday. And, of course, Canada had theirs just before us. So hope everyone had a good holiday and got your rest in, ate good, laughed, loved, you know, had plenty of joy. So we're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. Now, we cover career, romance, finance, relationships, personal as well as businesses. We help businesses, too. Maybe to look at their profit margin or look at their products, whatever, but we do also business. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. I'd like to say why the beginning music, which usually only runs a few seconds, I let it play because I've got requests from women and men to hear the song. It's Kenny G. I'm sorry, I forgot to get the title of it. But anyway, it's by Kenny G. I just love his music. Plus, he's a Washingtonian. He's one of ours. So, yeah. But anyway, so I hope that you enjoyed it. It'll probably be the first and only time I play it all the way through. So, anyway, daily psychic readings are done by the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net. That's theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. You can even donate to keep the service continuing. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for us, we'll send them at the website or on our Facebook page, the Essence of Success Radio Network. And our show phone is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the show. So, Nina's not here tonight. She's on holiday this week. But where are y'all at? It's almost 7 minutes after. What is it? It's 6:07 on the West Coast and 9:07 on the East Coast. All the lines are open, y'all. I don't know why you ain't calling in. You know you got to find out what's going on. You know what yesterday began. Mercury friggin' retrograde. It started yesterday on the 7th and it ends the 2nd. And you know what I noticed too, y'all? This particular Mercury retrograde is a full month. It's lasting a whole month. Usually it's like 3 weeks and it's over with. But from the 7th to August 2nd is a full month. So we're in it to win it, huh? So anyway, today what I thought I'd do, since we don't have anybody call at this time, I was going to tell you what your horoscopes. Oop, I got a call. I'll go back to it, but I'm going to tell you how Mercury retrograde is going to affect all 12 signs, okay? All right, well, let's take this call. Area code 404, welcome to the show. This is Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm very good.
All right. Hope you had a nice holiday.
It was hot. It was very hot.
Ooh, where are you at? In Arizona?
May as well be. I'm in Alabama.
Oh, Lord. It must have got it's up to 100 and something then. Yep.
I know it was the 90s. I don't know. I try not to go outside. But can I ask what?
Smart lady. That's smart. I live in Liquid Sunshine. I'm at the north end. Sure you can. Go right ahead.
I have a friend that has some issues. I've known this person for quite some time. But this person has did something, and I sensed it. And, well, I believe him. Do I need to give you a name?
Yes, just the first name, because people don't need to know your personal business.
You, I feel your energy through the phone.
Yeah, all I need is just a No, I'm not. I shoot from the hip. Now, you know, I'm Saturday night. Nina's the one that's Sunday morning. She's Miss Diplomat. Me, whatever the angels tell me, I shoot it from the hip.
Well, I'm very happy. I'm very happy I got you. That's what I need. His name is John.
Okay.
And the person.
Nope.
The other person.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, just don't mention his last name. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you about him.
Okay.
Yeah, let me tell you about him, and then I can answer your question if it's about the relationship between the two of you. So let me tell you about this John guy here. Okay.
That wasn't the question, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's the question?
No, go ahead. Tell me that. Go ahead. You figure that. You said that.
Okay.
And then I'll ask my question.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because you can tell me if I'm right or wrong in my assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first thing they're telling me is he's impertinent. I don't know if that means he don't listen or he only listens to himself.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. All right, go ahead, angels. He likes to satisfy.
Mm-hmm.
Likes to satisfy. Stubborn. Okay, don't tell me nothing. I don't mind your comments. I will keep going with the angels. Okay, what else, angels? They're telling me he can lie.
Like a dog.
We'll delve on that a little bit further. But anyway, the angels are telling me right now that he can lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He enjoys his relationship with you. Sorry, I write this down so I can go back over it. Relationship with you. Los Angeles. He's a drinker.
A little. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, angels. What else? He has fortitude. Okay. Ooh, the angel said he's too old to be playing games. I got you there, angel. Too old to be playing games. Okay. Playing games. My angel said he act like he got some cheese in his mouth. That tells me he gets stuck. He gets stuck on his own words. You know, cheese, you chewing it, you know, it's hard, right? And it's thick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I like cheese, but anyway, it can get stuck like almost peanut butter in your mouth sometimes. But for this, he's got like cheese in his mouth. He gets stuck on his own words.
Yeah.
Okay. That just tell me you can tell him one thing, but he's going to believe it another because he thinks what he's saying is right. Okay, don't say nothing. Let me keep going now. Let me see if there's anything. Anything else, angels? Oh, the last two words they told me to tell you, watch him. And I mean it's in capital letters. I'm seeing words. Watch him. Okay, let me go back through and then we'll go to your questions. So we got John is impertinent. He likes to satisfy. He can be stubborn. He can lie. He enjoys your relationship with you. He's a drinker. He has fortitude. He's too old to be playing games. He gets stuck on his own words instead of listening to the truth. And the last one is watch him. Okay, now what's your question?
Somebody. You are 100%. I'm already watching, but my question is this.
Okay.
Some time ago, this woman by the name of Candace and himself did something that was not right. It is bothering me. I've been known. It is really bothering me. And I know money had something involved. And what it was is a little nasty, it appears to me, but I can't tell what it is, but I kept picking up. She knows something about him. But the thing is, she helped him do it, I believe, whatever it was. Did they take away from somebody?
Stop. Let me get on her. Stop. Let me find out what's going on. Okay, Candace. Ooh, they're saying, honey, child, she's sneaky. 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 Three times they said it. Ooh, that ain't good.
Uh-uh.
They repeated that three times. Sneaky. Okay, angels, what else? Ooh, my guy just came through. Now, Miss Wilhelmina don't play. She said, fuck that bitch. Woo!
Yo.
My God in heaven. All right, Miss Wilhelmina. Thank you. She stepped past my angels. Woo! Okay. Lord. Okay, I'll write it down. Woo! My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say, screw that belief. Well, I suppose say it the way it comes to me, but anyway. Let me see what else. He was an easy mark for what she wanted to do or accomplish. That's what Miss Wilhelmina is telling me right now. Said he was an easy mark. So it wasn't like he went to her about something. She approached him. In other words, she's like, you know, I know I can get 50. It's like this. I know I can get $50 out that nigga. That ain't no problem. I can get that out. You know, talking fast and saying nothing, or talking loud and saying nothing, as old folks say. All right. So that's why, yeah, he didn't approach her. So trust me, he didn't screw up on you like that. No. Maybe with money, but not with a woman. But her, easy mark, she's trying to run game.
Exactly.
Yep, she's trying to run game. It's not about she care anything about him. Trust me, it ain't no love or no hoochie-coochie or boyfriend-girlfriend. He's a mark, like a scammer. He's a mark for her.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So I said she's a mark. I mean, he's a mark. I'm sorry, not her. He's a mark because she feel like she can get over easy. Ooh, with her womanly wiles, because she don't give a darn about him, they're telling me right now.
Uh-huh.
It's all about to use him to get his money.
Uh-huh.
No wonder Miss Wilhelmina came on so strong. Okay, well, that takes care. Now we know what's between them two. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What it is, they didn't tell me, but it's from her. It ain't him. So, and I'm not taking up from him. That's what they said. It's from her. So, anyway, but I think Miss Wilhelmina kind of put it in context. Okay, then.
Okay.
All right. What's your question?
She's gonna try to come back.
She is.
Yeah, she's gonna try to come back. I saw her walking up the steps last night. But what can I say about that? What is my question on that? Is it gonna be really bad?
He needs to watch his money. No, he needs to watch his money and who he gives his money to.
Really?
You know, John like to look like he big time, right? You know better. You know better, but I know. He likes to be like he's big time. That's why he's a mark. You know, Charlotte, some men put themselves in the hooch cow by their behavior. Okay, by their behavior. If you run around town or wherever you got a gathering or something and you got a big wad of money in your pocket or you throwing out 20s and 50s, somebody going to look at you not the right way. They are gonna think.
I
see a mark over there. I think I see somebody I can get some money from.
Yeah, I see. I
okay,
know
so that's him. Yeah, so instead of him keeping his money in his darn pocket, if you bless, God bless you. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But everybody ain't got to know your business.
Exactly. This guy bad. He wanted her to go away, and she wouldn't go away, but she kept coming back. Police been called in, were called in several times. Bottom line is he shot her. He's in jail. Will he make bail?
I didn't even. He didn't. I mean, that didn't even come up. He shot her.
Yeah.
She ain't dead.
He shot her in the leg. She wouldn't.
I was
going to
say she's not dead because I didn't feel her spirit live in her body.
No.
Okay. Oh, if he just shot her in the leg, he's just in for what? What do they call that? Because he didn't kill her.
Assault and battery.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
There were three charges altogether. He wants me to get him out of jail. I don't trust him to do that. I will not give him a deed. There's nothing in this world that can talk me into that unless Jesus himself came in front of me and told me to do so.
I know that's right. And let me ask you this, Charlotte. Where is his people? Where is his family?
They don't want to give him deeds either.
Then why are you stepping up to the plate? When you got sister, brother, mother, father, cousin still available, why are you stepping up to the plate?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
If you were married to him, then I could understand because then you're a wife. You know, that's what you would do. But you girlfriend, boyfriend, uh-uh. Don't be stepping
He's
up to the plate
like
that,
crazy.
Sister.
And I've been saying no. And then I will continue to say no because of this Candace person. I don't like what happened. And I don't trust you. And
Mm-mm.
I don't want to say it, but the next time bottom line, is he going to get out of jail?
Oh, yeah, he'll get out. Well, you said there's three charges. Now, assault and battery would get him out just overnight. He could PR out, but you said there's three charges there.
Firing a gun without a license. In the city limits.
Yep.
And that was another one. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm.
That's a fine. You know, that's a fine right there. Because he already doesn't. That'll be a fine. Doesn't he and her already have history? Because you were saying that the police were called for him to for her to leave him alone.
Yes.
Okay. That's in his favor. That's all I need to know. Okay.
That's in his favor.
Go ahead.
He also put her in jail 2 years ago for bothering him. She wouldn't leave him alone. She gets out, and the same thing starts.
I mean, she's got a thing on him, don't she? Stop it, Lynn.
I need to know what the thing is. If I could just figure out what the thing is she has on him, that would be much easier in my favor.
Okay, now, the assault and battery is a PR. The gun without a license is a fine. What's the third charge?
I don't remember what the third one was. I'm sorry.
Okay, because those two are not that bad. I mean, you know what? They'll fine him for that gun, you know, even though he bought it and it's legal, but it's not legal because he doesn't have it registered. So that's all he'd have to do, so he'll be fine for that. And assault and battery, because they have history together, that's why I said they would have PR'd him out. So whatever the third charge is, if it's not nothing much, he'll probably 3 to 9 days at the most. How long has he been in there already?
He went in last Monday. Last Monday.
So he
Monday
should be
before
getting out
the
this week. God, and it's right in Mercury retrograde now. God, to be more careful. Bruh. This is the worst time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also because on the 2nd was the solar solstice. It was also the new moon. And yesterday started Mercury retrograde. That's a lot in one.
Mm-hmm.
One, the solstice was dealing with relationships. So you already answered that question because on the 4th, that's when they had it out. See,
no,
and the solstice came in on.
Wait a minute! No, they had it. They had it out last month. It's been over a month when they had it out because he turned himself in. last. I mean,
I thought he had just did it. No. If he just turned himself in, he's okay then. He did it ahead of Mercury retrograde. I thought the incident just happened on the 4th. Okay.
No.
Okay, since he turned himself in, that's okay.
Yeah, and he went in the Monday before the 4th. Yeah.
Okay. He's okay.
Uh-huh.
He's okay. Well, okay. He should be getting out. He should be getting out this week. Yeah.
Yeah, but he'll be getting out on bail this week. And he'll have
to go back to court. Well, yeah, he still has to go back to the court for those charges, right. He just had a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that was for the charges.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got to go back for court. I still don't see him serving no time. I mean, there's history there where she's bothered him, so I can't see the judge giving him a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? It's
okay.
Just like, you do 30 days and get out, or, 15 days or good times already served. Yeah, it's in his
mm-hmm.
behalf, actually. Everything's working
mm-hmm.
for him right now on his behalf. So if he could just stay, when he get out, stay the hell. And if she starts coming up on him, he needs to call the police every time she comes around. Every time she comes around. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
He had a restraining warrant, but you have to redo those, and he nor I was aware. So when he gets out, we're going to redo the restraining warrant.
Restraining her, right. Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Because as I saw it, with a restraining warrant, he wouldn't have even went to jail if he shot her this time. Is that correct?
It depends on the state.
Oh.
It depends on the state, because they look at that as domestic violence. Like here in Washington State, no matter what the situation is, somebody's going to jail.
Oh.
Someone is going to jail between the two people. So it doesn't matter what the situation is. Somebody's going overnight and get out in the morning. Yeah,
okay.
So that's why I
said
I don't know how your state governs those domestic laws.
Well,
you know.
Okay.
Assault and battery, like charges, it's about the same. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
From state to state, it's similar, I'll put it like that, or the same. But domestic violence, because it's all tied, honey, from just people to, I mean, domestic violence goes even into businesses. Yeah, you'd be surprised. Girl, they have people on the job, be coming up on people's job, killing them and shit.
Yeah,
so,
I was at a job where they had to, that's true.
And they consider that part of the domestic violence law. They incorporated, trust me. Well, here, let me stop that, because I can't speak for Alabama, so let me stop that. But anyway.
He's
not going to be gone, but do that. Number one, as soon as he comes home, next day, go back to court. Get that no trespass issue. And if she shows up the third day, call 911. Don't even hesitate, because the more you call on that heifer, the sooner they'll take her to jail for a while. Okay. But if she comes, he don't say nothing. She comes, he don't say nothing. Then finally he calls. They need to see a history, a pattern. That's what I want to say. The history is there. They need to see her pattern. So he's justified by his actions. Am I correct?
Correct. Now I have another question.
Okay.
She has a parole officer, probation, whatever it is. One
probation
call
officer.
Of them and she's in jail. So, is it going to cause him any trouble? He's thinking it's going to cause him trouble if she goes to jail, because she'll turn state's evidence on him.
Because she'll turn state evidence on him.
Because they're looking at if the attorney said it would be more time. It may be 3 to 10 years is what the attorney said with those charges here.
Okay, so there's more to this story than what you're telling me. Well, then he may be looking at time then.
So basically it's more to the story than I know. They haven't told me everything. Because I know she came at him with an iron pipe.
Okay, but if he's worried about his parole officer, is he hasn't finished up whatever time he had prior?
No. She is the
one. Because you said he has to report to his probation officer, and he doesn't want to.
No, no. She has to report to the probation officer.
Right.
That's
I understand.
She's the one that has the probation. She just got out of jail 4 months ago.
Oh, she has to report. I thought you said John had to report.
No. That's her. She has to report. And I'm thinking of just calling her probation officer, finding her probation officer. I mean, I want to know what that outcome is going to be.
You need to let him do that. Don't you do it.
Why?
Because that energy needs to come from him. If it comes from you, it looks like revenge, and it could come back on you. Remember, we're in Mercury retrograde. So it began with him. Let it end with him.
Okay.
You're going to help him do the no trespass. That's fine, because there's a history there. But calling the, I don't know, I guess you could do it, you know, anonymously, of course. I don't know, but I just feel like the energy, if it comes from him, it's better. The energy be better
because,
coming from him to call. Huh?
Because what scares me is the fight between them was so bad. Until this time and the last time, until his family and myself were scared that somebody was going to be killed. That's how bad the fight between the two were. Yeah. And sometimes, unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever you want to say, I would see them fight. I would have visions of them fighting. I personally would not go around a person that did that to me. He has never did that to me.
Because he knows better.
Yeah, he does.
Come on, Charlotte. He knows better. We have energy and vibrations. People know who they can mess with and who they can't. Trust me.
Yes, but
they know who they can mess with.
I literally saw, in these visions I was having, I was seeing him knocking on the floor and just going after her like he was crazy. I've seen him knock him on the, in person, not visions too. I have literally seen him kick her in the chest, knock her downstairs, drag her out the house, and I'm like, is this the same person? When she comes around, that's what happens.
Cool.
Say again.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I know, but she pushed it to that. And
even though she pushed him to that point, I can understand the anger because she pushed him to that point. But that's karma he created on himself, too.
That's also when you put too much negativity on a person so that they can do what you want them to do. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it went there, but... I basically did all the running around, a lot of running around for him, but what can be said? You basically answered all my questions except that secret that they did. I don't know what it was, but I'm going to find out eventually.
Yeah, I think they were running. She talked him in a running game on somebody else. There's money involved. I'll put it like that. Because he was a narc. She used him. That's why I don't know why she keeps coming after him, because she doesn't care about him. You know what I mean? Like, why did she keep coming after him? Because Angel says she don't care.
Okay,
she just wants to use him.
What?
Maybe it's at the point now she just is about revenge. Maybe that's what it is.
I'm going to tell you another little thing about negativity, because there's a lot involved in this. There was another person that was extremely negative. And they would do certain things to people like her to make sure that they would be around. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Need to put some protection around your house.
Oh, I got protection around my house. He doesn't have any around his, but he was staying with me for a while after things got too crazy his way. But this person is kind of, in a way, it seems like she can't, you know, can't stop from being there because they bound her to the house. That's what it looked like to me. And it was not a normal binding.
Well, I'll tell you, the person that did that binding spell is going to come back 100-fold on them. If they used it for Candace to do something to John and then for the two of them to keep going together, whatever, that binding spell is going to come back. You don't...
That person's already dead.
See? What did I tell you? Already.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't mess with the dark side unless you know what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, it will come back to get you like nobody's business. I've told people, you know, you mad, okay, get mad, curse them out. Call them up, hang the phone up, I don't care. But don't be talking about, I need some ritual, I need a spell, because no, you don't.
No, you don't.
I don't even do it. It has to be to a really severe point for me to go there, and I know I'm a powerful woman. And I don't even do things that people ask me sometime. You know what I mean? It has to be like you're, like if you had a granddaughter or something and you told me your granddaughter got raped, okay, then I'll take all the information. I don't talk to you no more because what's getting ready to happen, I don't want to hear it from you, and you don't need to know.
So you, how much are your private readings?
$30 for 30 minutes and $60 for an hour.
Okay. Okay. Now, sounds good. And now I need to know contact with you.
Just go to the website. Yeah,
what's
just
the website?
Go to the website. You know that, Lord have mercy. That's because of the habit I do that. TheEssenceOfSuccess.net. So it's TheEssenceOfSuccess of success.
Okay.
SUCCESS.net. Excuse me. And when you go on the main page, you'll see my picture. Just scroll. I didn't got the hiccups. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see a message box.
Okay.
And they'll contact me and let me know that you got a message. And if you want to book a reading, then go up the icon at the top for reading, and it'll tell you to come down. Now, for right now, until they straighten this stuff out, you book your reading, but you have to pay for it at the donation button at the bottom of that page.
Okay, that's fine.
There was a pay button right there for 20, 30, or 60 minutes, because 20 is just one question. But 30 or 60 minute reading, so there was a PayPal button. You just click and it's done. It's not there, and I didn't know that till last week because I was busy all last week with clients, and they kept saying, "Well, we had to use the donation button." I said, "Why are you using the donation button?" And then I went in here and I looked. I was like, "Okay, all right, GoDaddy, this is unacceptable to me. You got to fix this." So anyway, just to let you know now, you just go to the bottom of the page. When you click on donation, I know that you paid, and then I'll contact you and tell you, you know, whatever day or time that you book for, that I'll be doing your reading.
Okay, that sounds good to me because I need to get one soon. A closed reading. As everybody listens to this, so, yeah, that's what I need.
No, that's fine. Yeah, then you can say names and everything because it's just me and you. Yeah. And plus, I could tell you
things that you can't.
I could tell you a couple of things. So we'll find out how much your house is protected, and then we'll when you call for the reading, I'll tell you also how to protect your friend's house.
Okay. Well, I don't think he's going back to his house because the negativity that was there and everything that happened. And whoever this Mark is, I just feel like something happened to them. It went wrong. Something went very wrong, unfortunately. But we'll speak more about that when I call you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we will. And thank you so much for everything. And you have a good night.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you, Charlotte. Thank you for calling. And you have a beautiful week, young lady.
I will. All right. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus from the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. Lines are open at this time. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, we're more than glad to answer that for you. It's our privilege and honor, so please do call in. And thank you, Charlotte, for your call. I appreciate that, too. Well, you know what I was going to do, but I'm going to do it on YouTube instead. The Mercury retrograde, how it's going to affect all the signs. So go in on YouTube, put in Linus. I'm sure I'm the only Linus that's there, Linus Boyd. And you'll go to my page and you'll see, you won't see me, but you'll see the Mercury retrograde sign, and I'll read all 12 of them to you, because I have to type my stuff up and then I copy it so I can read it on air to you guys, because I don't do it from the computer. I'm an intuitive empathic psychic, so I do my readings a little bit different. Some people do theirs with the tarot cards. I do it intuitively with my angels and my guides, and I always tell people they never lie to me. They never have lied to me. Okay, so tell you what, before I close the show out, I'm going to share the 8 morning affirmations, okay? 8 morning affirmations you should say every day, or at least one of the 8, huh? I am feeling healthy and strong today. I have all that I need to make this a great day of my life. I have all the information I need to solve any challenges that come up today. I have the knowledge to make smart decisions for myself today. I make the right choices all day using my inner wisdom. I am happy and content with my life. I am patient and calm and greet the day with ease. I am filled with gratitude for another day on this earth. And I forgot to do a prayer at the beginning of the show. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. All right. Well, there's not any more calls, so you know what? I'm going to close the show out, and I'm going to go to YouTube and put this up about the Mercury retrograde effects on all 12 signs, okay? So don't forget to tune in Wednesday. We have a special guest, Mr. James Ingham. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Mr. James Ingham. Be sure and listen in, because he incorporates the metaphysical into the business world, y'all. Very interesting for profit margin, cost savings, building your brand or whatever, but he uses metaphysical with it. So it's going to be a quite interesting show. So be sure and tune in. That's at 6 o'clock Wednesday in the studio with Linus, 6 p.m. Pacific time or 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And y'all in between, you figure it out. Okay? All right, so I'll see you Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Special guest, Mr. Jim Ingham. And on Friday, of course, it's 6 o'clock, Friday Traffic Jam. And don't forget to go on YouTube, okay, in about 30 minutes or so, about the Mercury retrograde effect on all 12 signs. All right. If no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. Have a good week, everybody.
Possibility in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication if this heart of mine is right by the time it's mine. Let's take a slow.